Yo, what up? I'm Mako.
And I'm Sean.
And you're tuned in with Detention with Nerds.
Nick's like, no.
Okay. Dicko mode, check it out.
Yeah, Dicko mode. It's my jam right now. Used to jerk it with my mans in high school.
No Hodge?
No Hodge, yeah.
That's what's up. Cool. Well, welcome to another episode of Detention with Nerds.
Dicko mode and Nerds.
First episode of 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New year, new us, huh?
New year, new us.
I already feel like a changed man.
Me too.
Yep.
I've quit a lot of stuff in the last year.
Yeah? Like what?
Being a fuckboy.
You stop being a fuckboy?
Yep. I'm just kidding. I don't think I was ever a fuckboy.
Yeah.
what's your New Year's resolution, Tron?
I want to start working out again, but I doubt it's going to happen because I'm too broke to afford a gym pass.
You don't need no gym pass to work out.
I'm not going to.
You can download some sick yoga videos and like those little, like in the 90s when they dress in those little like onesie fucking jumpsuit things.
Uh-huh.
You could just get one of those videos and get it. Oh, who's calling you?
Who's calling you?
No one. You know what I'm saying though? Ooh, I do got something cool though to talk about. Me and my friend Nick G.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Nah.
He goes by Swamp Ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're doing a challenge.
What is it?
5K a day for 100 days, right? 5K a day for 100 days.
So what's that going to do to you?
It's just a commitment.
It's just a commitment.
On motivation?
Motivation's bullshit. It's discipline.
When I said that the other day, I was just doing a joke around, and sure enough, Nick responds with a fucking paragraph.
That's a real thing, though. For real. Because I could get motivated to go to the gym maybe one time, but not for 100 fucking days straight. This shit's hard. We're only on, what, day four? Nicanor, we're on day four.
This is day four
today. 5K is about 3.1 miles. It's 3.12 miles.
Okay.
And I'm running that every day. Day in, day out. I do's it.
That's down with Sweatcoin.
Sweatcoin?
Yeah.
What's that?
This is app I got. I walk all the time. So
oh, it gives you money, huh?
Money.
How much money have you made?
Got 800 bucks.
800 bucks?
Yeah.
Damn, it's Sweatcoin bills?
It's Sweatcoin money. I can't do nothing with it. And
why?
There's never anything that I want to buy that they offer with the Sweatcoin.
Oh, you have to like, okay.
They said that they're trying to get it to convert into real money, but.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Okay.
But you know, I got 800 bucks. It's, you know, maybe one day I'll get like a, if I get $20,000 on there.
Yeah.
I get a $1,000 PayPal.
Oh, shit. How long have you had the app?
A year.
There you go. So in about like 20 years. Good shit, dude.
$1,000.
You have $1,000, yeah.
Or if I start working out.
That's good. Let's convert that. Let's convert that. So let's see. You'll get $1,000 in 20 years? So if we convert that, you're making about 13 cents a day.
But just walking.
Just walking, you're making 13 cents a day. Look at you. It's investments, bro. Well, and then you got to plus inflation in 20 years, $1,000 probably is not going to be the same at all. So we'll just say you're making about 5 cents a day.
$800 in 20, $1,000 today is like $800 in 20 years, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say so. Look at you, dude. Moves.
Moves.
That's rent, maybe.
That's rent.
Like Vegas, maybe.
That's like Vegas. There you go. In 20 years, we could go to Vegas again.
Small little roommate apartment.
There you go. Yeah. You could afford maybe a hooker in a motel room.
A cheap motel room.
A cheap hooker in a cheap hotel.
Like a Nick hooker.
Yes.
Like a swamp.
Swamp ass.
A swamp motel.
Okay, let's get on to a topic.
Okay, well, do we got topics?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Dogs.
We can talk about dogs.
No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh, we could talk about something that we've been doing all the time.
What?
Smashing.
All naked.
Smashing butt ass naked.
Butt ass naked.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
Sweaty butt ass ultimate. Ultimate smashing.
Yeah, a lot of smash lately. How do you feel about it? How are you? What's your opinion on the new Smash?
It's fucking dope, dude.
It's dope.
And then on top of that, I feel like we're getting good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really competitive when we play. Uh-huh. I wish people could see it because a lot of people have left this house mad or sad or irritated as fuck.
Or feeling the best.
Or feeling on top of the fucking world. I'll tell you right now. I felt like a lot of accomplishments in the past year. But I still haven't felt as good as like leaving the house with the marbles. Like winning that last fucking match in Smash. And just because, you know, everybody's pissed. And they can't do nothing about it. You can't just come back here and start playing at 3 in the morning. You feel me? There's no greater feeling than that currently. You know?
I feel you, yeah.
I'm going to the gym every day, and I still... I'd rather win Smash than get my body right.
Yeah.
I think it's getting a little too serious between us, though. What do you think?
A little bit. But that's why I told you. We found something the other day, remember? That we could bond over now?
Yeah, you're right. Tell me about it.
Well, homegirl has another group of friends that play Smash too. Ugh.
She's a cheater.
I know she's a cheater. Dirty little hoe. No, I'm just kidding.
Watching her other friend smash.
Yeah, watching her other friend smash.
Rude.
Yeah, rude as fuck. And then she gets mad at us, calls us fake. And yeah. Shit.
That's fake as fuck. We'll
call her out on it.
It's all right, P. We forgive you, but, you know, we'll let it slide this time.
We'll let it slide this time.
But go ahead and explain where you're going with that.
Well, she has another group of friends that she watches Smash.
Sounds funny, yeah.
And they're good, I guess. Kind of how the way they sound like they play, like, really good.
Like we can't compete?
Like we can't compete good. So, this is where we need to stop building each other, breaking each other down and start building each other up.
We started off as foes.
And now we got to become...
A team.
A team.
A unit.
A unit.
Smash family.
A Smash family. Nerds, we are nerds worldwide.
We are nerds worldwide.
We are nerds worldwide.
And I'll be damned if someone fucking beats us.
Yeah. I'll you feel me? I'll be damned if someone beats us. I'm all right with my friends beating me.
Yeah, but not nobody else.
No one else could beat us.
For real, though, like, I can't imagine sitting there. So I'll play this out, okay? Okay. So we're doing 2v2, okay?
Okay. Like teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then say we're doing stocks.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom. I get knocked out. You knock one of them out, okay? One versus one. One stock, one stock. You guys are playing each other. Ness does a little roll. Swings his bat. Luigi, poof, blocks it. Poof, headshots you out of the fucking map.
Yeah.
And we have to just sit there and look at your face, smile, and tell that fool good match. You feel me? I can't do that. Because I know you. You feel me? That's not... I can't imagine that scenario playing out in my head, and that's just being cool. And imagine 1,000 marbles, and we all, like, say we're playing at their house or something, or whoever's house, you know? Say they're playing here. Say we invited them here, and they're playing, and they whip your ass, and they leave with the fucking marbles.
Yeah.
How are we getting the marbles back? The shit's serious right now.
Yeah, there'll be a real top 10. Like, we'll be on those, like, top 10 salty Smash moments.
Yeah.
And it'll be all us.
And then, I guarantee it'll just be quiet as fuck. Because it's like watching your homie get beat up. And then shaking his hand and smiling after.
Yep.
No, we can't jump in, you know? I mean, we could. That's how serious it gets.
I think we got something that they don't have, though.
What is that?
We have an Ooner.
We do have an Ooner.
And an Ooner, he doesn't play. Like, he doesn't.
He's a wild card as fuck.
He's a wild card. He don't, like, you can't predict him. He's going to
fuck all. Up
the gameplay. Like, how people are used to, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that one dude that's really good who plays as Jigglypuff.
A lot of people go with Jigglypuff, I found out.
For real? Well, the top Smash player, right? Or Melee player.
We just gotta learn how to get good with everybody.
That's bullshit.
Like that bullshit. Who said that night when we were talking.
Yeah, he named like 5 players that he plays with. Like, what?
What? You just don't
I mean, stop. You don't play with Kirby? You don't play with Falcon? You feel me?
She
got me thinking, man.
We gotta unite now. We got better players here. You know?
Yep.
It'll be me, you, Junior, and Crybaby Nat.
Yep.
Our 4.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. I feel like they all might be good, but I think our whole team is wild cards, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like we all play different.
I got a little too high.
Yeah. It's cool. But where was I going with that? What did I say?
We're wild cards.
Oh, I feel like we are. Our whole team is wild cards. You know what I'm saying? Because we used to think Nick is whatever. This we don't play video games. You know, like put the PS2 on, put some San Andreas and leave him in the room. You know, but not anymore. I think not anymore though. Nick's coming in with that little up a little Super Mario.
Well, that's the thing though.
His fucking pimp suit
with Ultimate though. Ultimate's a lot different than Melee too. Melee is a lot faster.
I think no one wants us in Melee still.
I'm scared of Melee players.
You're scared of Melee players?
Fuck yeah, Melee players, dude. That's a whole different game, ball game over there.
I feel you, but I feel like, I don't know. I think we're getting good at Melee, though. Like, I'm confident as fuck of Melee, you feel me?
Like,
because here's the thing, I'll do good on Ultimate, and I feel really good on Ultimate, too, you know? I'm like, cool, I got, like, you know, +4 win, you know, like, that's solid, whatever. On Melee, when we started quit playing it, I was getting 13+ wins, 11+ wins. Like, I was feeling it, you know what I'm saying? I was grabbing, lightning, bolting.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I think I just like how they did my boy on this game. They gave him...
Your boy,
like,
Ness?
His peak of fire and his peak of thunder just...
His bat's not as...
And his bat's not as open, but then, like, his back throw.
Yeah, back throw is crazy.
I fucking love Ness in this game compared to the last game.
Yep.
Or to Melee.
Pikachu, I love his C-stick more this game, but his fucking, Pika! His fucking...
It's not as bad as...
Yeah, his Thunderbolt is not as clean as it was. But it
brings you down if you get him right in the middle. Yeah,
that's dope.
That's what I was like.
It's like a combo move. Where I was going with that, though, is I feel like... We have so many wild cards, you know, people, because Nick just comes out of nowhere and will whoop ass and he does his little up A. Uh-huh. And then Gare Bear, when he feels it every once in a while, he just fucking destroys.
When he has a good controller.
A good controller. You feel me? And he plays like a top tier gamer.
I feel like my hairline went back like 10 feet today, like this weekend.
It did go back 10 feet.
Did it?
Let me see. No, you're just letting it grow on the side a lot.
Right here on the sides?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
no, on your sides. So you just like, when you let it grow on the sides too much, it just...
Oh, it starts like...
It looks weird.
Pushing forward, and then this is like all back.
Yeah. I got a haircut too, and I feel like my shit's receding. Let's talk about that.
Okay, but where are you going with the Melee stuff?
I just think that we got so many wild cards, and we don't play like normal players or like how people would expect someone to play. So
well,
I think,
always play four players now. We rarely ever 1v1 each other.
True. Well, I don't think we're ready for Smash Bros. Tournaments like that. Like, that's what hell I was saying. No. I don't think we're ready for that. I think we're ready for another crew to come in and challenge us.
Another crew? They have these things called, like, crew battles.
Yeah.
And it's where you pick your crew or whatever, and then, like, y'all fight each other. If they eliminate their stocks, their other paper comes in, fights the guy until he eliminates his stock.
For real?
And then
it's a mode?
I think they added it on these ones. I know that's how they did tournaments for a while.
Okay.
Or, like, that's how they would... They did, like, because I've been watching the Melee documentary. There's, like, a... It's, like, a series, but they have it, like, 4 hours all put together.
Mm-hmm. Don't kick me. Don't touch my footsies with me on the podcast.
There was East Coast-West Coast rivalry for the
what?
Last time.
The Bloods and the Crips?
Yeah, like, it was, like, who's better, the East Coast players or the West Coast players? And
so where the fuck do we come in, then? Us Colorado players.
We're more West.
We're Mountain players?
We're more West than Midwest.
We're the Mountain Crew.
We're the Mountain Crew?
Yeah.
No, we are.
We are Nerds Worldwide. I like that. Worldwide. Wide.
Get that on the shirt.
Prestige. Worldwide. We need to make shirts. But I don't know.
We'd buy shirts if we made shirts. Probably no one. Except for Scoodle.
Scoodle.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What does that mean? Why is that? I want to know.
Talk about it later.
Are you mad that you got all those shirts that no one ever buys?
No, hell no. I got a bunch of shirts. We'll talk about that later too, huh, Nick?
Sure.
Reflection with nerds.
Reflections with shirts we couldn't sell. Okay, do you got anything else?
Well, Melee, I don't know. I'm just ready for us to unite. Like, after this, when we go play, I want to do 2v's. I want to get me and your team play up. We'll have go against Nick.
Oh, that'd be good. Pikachu and Ness.
Yep.
Mouse and Baby.
And then we become the ultimate threat on Melee. Let those boys know.
Let them boys know. Smash goes around. Or Smash. Tron goes around to parties and tells people that we smash naked.
And then they're like, yeah, me too.
We're supposed to
Well, it's funny though.
I love it. I love all the fucking puns that come along with Smash Bros.
Yeah, no, see, oh no, I want to talk about something else that I have something bad of doing that at that party. I don't know how to say the right thing. Like, I try to joke.
You're socially awkward sometimes.
And no, like, I told you guys, did I say talk about the diabetes thing here where I said the diabetes
yeah.
joke?
Oh,
did I say
my
that
God.
On the podcast, though?
I don't know. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about both those stories.
All right, I'll go into the okay, so
do
I
do the diabetes one.
Okay, I don't know how to say things, right? Like, I'd be funny, you know, I got a kind of a
dark
know,
sense of humor.
Tumor. So, like,
dark sense of tumor?
But I was at Thanksgiving and they made some sweets and I was like, oh my God, this is the type of shit to give someone diabetes. The type of shit to give you diabetes. And then my cousin was like, haha, I got diabetes.
Oh, we say haha, real funny.
Yeah, real funny. Make fun of my disease and my sickness. And I was like, oh fuck. Like, you know, felt bad. And then the other night we were at my homegirl's party talking about Smash with these motherfuckers. And I had this monster ass blackhead on my eye, right?
You still got it?
I popped it last night and it was fucking like, it's still kind of there. I'm pretty sure there's a little bit in there.
Is there a little piece of hair missing? Is that where it was?
Yeah, it was ingrown hair.
Damn,
like,
son.
Like, it was like, okay, so I'll go into that after.
Okay.
So I had this thing, right?
Yeah.
And I was there and I showed everybody at the party. I was like, I asked my homegirl, I was like, what do you think this is? And the homeboy that we're talking about, Smash, was right there. And he was like, oh, it's just ingrown hair, like blackhead or something. And then I was like, oh, good. I thought it was like a tumor.
And it was like, ha, 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 like the people around
you. Yeah, yeah. No, but the guy that I was talking to, he was like, ha, I had a tumor. And I was like, oh, fuck, yes. Like, it happened again. Like, I was like, fuck, it happened a fucking again. I said something stupid again. Like, and then I was talking to homegirl, too. That's I told her about that, and she was like, if you go to a party with Tron, guaranteed something offensive is going to be said.
Holy shit, bro. You always say something offensive to people. What the fuck? That's what happens, bro. You get one little drink in you and you just...
No, I was talking to her at work the other day, just too. Kidding. I was like, I'm good. I was telling her, too. I was like, I'm good at talking to you one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment someone else jumped into conversation with us, I get all like...
Penises.
Like, tumor.
That's the thing, though, too. Yeah, like when I said you're socially awkward, it's not because you're quiet or don't know how to talk. Like, you do know how to hold a conversation and be, like, the life of a party, but then you just say something. Like, we smash butt naked. Like, Tron, dude, we don't even know these people. You're telling them we smash naked.
Okay, let me tell you about this people besides all my awkwardness.
Okay.
I was popping it, right? Because it was like fat. I felt like a ball, like a BB yeah. in there. And I was like, yesterday, I was like, fuck, I need to go in. I was going in. Because I took a shower when we got back from that party that night.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, when you take a shower, it like loosens it up.
Warms up a little bit. You got to warm up, you know, let it cook a little bit.
So it was like already ripping. So I popped it that night and it went away like for that night. And I got what I could. And I went to work yesterday, blah, blah, blah. Came back yesterday chilling. And it was like bugging me. I was like, fuck, I'm going to the bathroom. And I just started fucking going in. I was like, shh. And it was like a little bit coming out, little bit coming out. And then I was like, okay. I went in for one lap. I like took a break and I came back and I felt it. Like, you know, when you
feel you hear that fucking hear pop.
And
yeah.
And then I moved and then you could saw where the ingrown hair was. It was like long, thick ass hair. And I was like, oh shit, it had to be in there for a minute.
Yeah.
I think there's still some in there. Yeah. And then after I started squeezing, after I found it again some more, thing was like, and I was like, and it was like coming out a lot.
Straight inkling day or what?
Yeah, it was a lot, dude. Like, I was like, damn. But I'm not gonna lie, I like popping my pimples.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, so I follow Dr. Pimple Popper.
Like, oh,
get off.
Oh.
Nasty ass.
Yeah.
Good one, Nick.
Good one. Finally.
That's gross. But that's 22.
It was intense, dude. And it's a lot smaller than it was. Like, I woke up this morning thinking it was going to be bigger, but no.
Yeah, you're cool. Got you, though.
It got me.
Yep.
It was bad. It was fat. It was fucked up. I was like, oh my
God. Fatty?
It was fat. Did you see it? Did you notice it Friday night?
No, I didn't notice it at all. I
had it kind of looked like a bald spot kind of there.
Yeah, I took some hair out.
Took some hair out?
Yeah.
Did some damage. It was like...
Did you, like, pull it out? Like, the hair? Did you grab the hair?
No, I just fucking...
And it came out by itself?
And like, I kept popping, and it was like... And then I saw where it was hanging out. And I think when I was popping it some more, I probably was doing some hairs, though, like when I was going like that.
Because usually, like, you, when it's an ingrown hair, you can just, like, pull that hair out.
Pull it out. Well, because, like, so when, because I didn't know what it was, and I would look in the mirror, and I could see, like, where it was curling into the skin. Like, I saw where I was like, is that it? Like, that's a really little hair. And I would, like, I tried to get it, like, a few times, but I didn't have any twins. I didn't want to pick at it because I didn't want to pull out hair.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck it. So when I would go to pop it, I would just aim for where I saw that ingrown hair, like, where I thought that little hair was, and I would pop there. Mm. And then that's where it popped out.
I had a... Did I send you the video when I popped my pimple the other
day? In the ear?
Yeah.
That was a while back.
Not like a month ago?
Yeah.
That shit was gross. I popped it. Did you put the sound on?
I was like, oh.
Send it again.
I'll replay.
No, and Nick's like, no. I popped that shit, though. Gross. Made a popping noise that you can hear on my phone. Flew. Damn, the house is smoky.
Is anything on? Do y'all have another? Can you check out the stove?
No, they're barbecuing outside.
Yeah, because when it's 50 degrees in Colorado, it's summer again.
We should go ask him, hey, can we join you? You okay, fool? Horn, something in your chest?
Yeah.
We have alien.
I broke my heart a little while ago.
And we were talking about who we were going to invite earlier.
No, I slept wrong. Oh, Gary shared this post too, and it said, like, injuries as a kid, and it was like, fell off my bike, fell out of a tree, twisted my ankle, and then like injuries as an adult, slept wrong, sneezed too hard, or sat down for too long.
Sneezing too hard sucks.
For real. I sleep wrong all the time. That's what I think this is, dude. Hurts.
Last night I woke up with my arm dead ass asleep. Like, it was scary. Like,
seriously? Yeah, I hate that.
I was like, oh fuck. I was like, oh. I was like,
ooh.
Huh? If no,
you should have gave yourself a stranger. Yeah. So for people that don't know what a stranger is, what you do is you get your hand right. You get your strong hand, or your weak hand. Don't matter if you're feeling a little crazy.
If you're fucking good like that.
Yeah, and you sit on that motherfucker, right? I say sit on it for a good 20 minutes. All right, get that motherfucker real numb, and you get it numb, and then you grab your junk and you play with yourself, and it's called a stranger. Because it feels like someone else is doing it.
How many times have you done a stranger?
Never.
Don't lie.
Mm-mm. It
takes too much effort.
But now that if I ever wake up in the middle of the night, now I know.
You know. Now I know shit.
But I think just like you said, that fear of like, yeah. Like I've never had it this. It feels like I know scary. That feeling. Like numb as fuck.
You're like, fuck.
Can't lift up, huh?
I wanted to go back to bed. I got up. I walked to my bed because I fell asleep on my couch. Yeah. Went into the room and I was like, oh fuck, I want to go back to bed, but I'm scared I'm gonna die if I go back to bed.
That shit, yeah, and like, I know I got to lift up sometimes, like, oh. That shit's scary, dude.
I was like, fuck, give me a stranger.
They say like, you're supposed to lift your hand up like above your head or above your heart.
Above your heart.
Because the blood will rush back faster.
Why though? How?
Gravity.
What? Gravity? Anti-gravity?
I don't know.
Nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. Just kidding.
Have you seen Blockers?
Just like when they tell you when you have like a swollen foot or something to elevate it.
Yeah.
I don't know why it works.
A swollen cock.
Yeah, what happens when you have a swollen pee-pee? Huh? What happens when you have a swollen pee-pee?
You're supposed to do a headstand.
Like, what are you doing? Just got a swollen pee-pee. Walking around your house with your hands. That's gross.
No, have you seen that movie Blockers?
Cock Blockers with John Cena? No.
It's not that funny.
No. It's just like what you'd expect it to be.
It is. There's funny parts, but not as funny.
Yeah.
I don't understand why John Cena gets paid so much. You can't even see him.
Good one, Nick. Look at you.
He's trying to be funny today because there's three in here.
Yeah.
And Junior.
And Junior, yeah.
He has to fill the role.
Guess you're the third funniest. That's weird and
well,
empty.
Junior, I guess his car is broken. And let's talk shit about Junior that he's not here.
I don't want to.
No. Why? It's fun.
That's my nephew.
He's not here.
Yeah, he'll choke you out.
He hasn't yet.
What movie was I going to talk about though? Oh, you said why did John Cena get paid so much? I think that was a good actor. What you think?
All those wrestlers are good actors. They got a fake to be.
How could you tell? I can hear him just because I can't see him. I can hear him. He's a good voice actor. Yeah, all those fucking wrestlers, yeah. The Rock. Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock.
He's Dwayne like The Rock Johnson.
John Cena.
Whoa.
You know what's crazy?
Wrestling or acting?
Both.
What?
Yes. You really think John Cena is better than The Rock when it comes to wrestling?
Yes.
You fucking dumb. Who's more iconic? The Rock is way more iconic than John Cena. What the fuck?
Do you think... I don't know, man. That's a hard one. Don't get me wrong. I think they're like right here.
No,
right here.
No, yes, no, yes. No, no.
Here's the thing. The Rock is more iconic overall. Great actor, you know, did great in the WWE and everything. But I think him acting, that's what holds him so high right now. It's so relevant. But I think if it's just the wrestling careers, tell me Cena didn't have a fucking huge impact. People love The Rock.
The Rock does
People
too.
Love The Rock, yes. But everybody loves Cena.
But that's because... Dude, when I was watching wrestling,
everybody loves Cena.
Apartments, I was loving The Rock. Not everybody loved John Cena. I didn't love John Cena when we were watching.
Yeah,
John
but
Cena.
You're you, bro. You don't like fucking anything.
We're the bandwagon.
There you go. You know what? You were
not cool. It's not cool. It's not cool unless no one likes it.
John Cena was cool when he was the American champion or whatever.
The U.S. champ. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. His whole career, this motherfucker's been dope. He was spitting. He was like Marky spittin'. Mark, Eminem.
That's just like kind of cringy.
Yeah, definitely, but it worked somehow.
The niggas that were like you.
Whatever, you're the only one. You're the only one. No. Who else? Okay, yes, he wasn't your favorite, but you liked John Cena, and I know you did.
Not as much as I like The Rock.
Oh my God.
The Rock is classic.
You don't even smell what The Rock is cooking.
Neither could you.
Please.
Dude, Gary.
Gary Bear.
The
what
Rock
if that camera? Gary hasn't touched that camera once.
Yeah, I don't even think that thing is recording. Just kidding. The Rock, there you go, Nick.
What was the question?
The Rock or Cena?
The Rock.
Oh my God.
Look, ask Krabby Nat.
She doesn't know.
There you go, The Rock, see?
Everybody knows The Rock is an actor, though.
Should they not know John Cena?
Tell me a match that you watched with The Rock.
Triple H.
No, tell me a match.
I don't remember.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, see, in wrestling...
Tell me a match right now.
Rock and Triple H, biggest fucking rivalry ever. They had the longest fucking rivalry for the longest time. Stone Cold and The Rock.
Yeah, but just give me some iconic moments.
WrestleMania. I can't name which one, but I remember Daniel let me borrow this DVD with all the WrestleManias. And I can tell you, no. And then I
give
can
me
tell
an
you,
iconic
speak-
moment with John Cena. Everything, bro. I could go through his whole career.
That's because you were a John Cena fan, though. You were chain gang soldier for the till the day.
Give me a memorable moment for Eddie Guerrero.
5-star frog splash.
You feel me? I could think of so many things for so many wrestlers.
I didn't watch.
Just because it's nostalgic doesn't mean it's good.
Okay, John.
Just kidding. The Rock is really good, though. I said they're right here. Let's say they're tied. Let's agree on they're tied.
No, I can't agree with that. I can't. Oh I can't God. Agree with that, dude. I can't, dude.
Okay.
Wrestling's fucking staged. Like,
what?
Somebody being a better wrestler than somebody is means that they're fucking the writer scripted them.
Exactly.
Do you hear this?
Oh my what? God.
I think he's trying to say wrestling is fake.
He don't listen to him.
But arguing over who's a better wrestler is like fucking arguing. Who
oh yeah, there you go. Okay, with his argument coming in, there you go. Who's the better actor? The Rock.
Cena was a better wrestling actor.
Yeah, right, fool. That nigga got stabbed by Carlito. The food bites apples and spits in people's faces.
Yeah, spit in the face of people who aren't cool or some shit like that, right? Who don't want to be cool.
See, The Rock wouldn't get disrespected like that.
Whatever, fool.
You can't see Cena. You can't smell The Rock. What is with this shit?
F-U, S-T-F-U.
The Rock bottom, people elbows.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
What the fuck?
Smacked my fucking mouth. That mic.
Where's D-Flow at? Let's ask D-Flow.
You already know what he's going to say. That motherfucker hates Cena. He hates anything. He's just like you. Hates anything cool.
He's
hates anything cool.
He's a little corny.
See, yeah, he's corny. He still wears fucking capri fucking shorts.
He still wears capri shorts.
No doubt. I'm just saying he's cool. Dude, all these motherfuckers.
Just because it's nostalgic for you.
I'm just saying. There you go. Bro. Okay, hold on. He wears shorts. The Rock wore a fucking Speedo.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just like, where's the fuck is your argument there? It's all corny.
But like, that's meant to be wrestling. Who the fuck wore fucking capri shorts to wrestle?
He's a trendsetter, bro.
Yeah, for niggas like Dimitri, wear fucking capri shorts as well.
Short pants.
Let's not act like The Rock's movies are all good. That dude is just like making as many movies as he can, landing as many.
Oh yeah,
but that's because he's an action star.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like he's.
He's fucking Sylvester Stallone. He's our stuff or whatever.
Sylvester Stallone.
Arnold.
I think more than.
He's Arnold.
Yeah.
Game plan.
That was a good one.
That was a great movie.
It was all right.
But John Cena.
Okay, no, but no. Go watch Blockers and see. John Cena's not a good actor.
Oh yeah, no, he sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Have you watched Bumblebee yet? No one. No, I'm just saying. Have we?
Have
you? Have anybody? We need to watch that one because they got a 94%. I'm assuming.
He's probably that 6% that knocked that shit down.
Transformers.
He's in there?
Yeah.
You look like that Ludwig, or that not Ludwig, that fool Lenny.
Having him in there if nobody knows, right?
He's at 4-6% that not perfect score.
That movie was fucking perfect, but Cena. Dude, what if someone was watching the movie and they're watching the credits?
Hey, you know how this is?
Hold on. What if someone was watching the movie and the credits come on and it said John Cena? They're like, when the fuck was he in the movie?
Like, damn it. Deduct some points.
Let's ask in the comments who's better.
Dude.
Ask him.
Are you scared?
You want to be a little bit honest? You want to be a little bit honest right now?
Yeah.
I think I spoke a little too soon and I was being a little irrational talking about it. All right, but I just had to stick with my original thought. You feel me? So I don't want to ask the people.
Well, I'll ask us then. Let us know below. Who you think the better wrestler?
Who is the better wrestler and more iconic wrestler? John Cena or The Rock?
Let us know. Comment below.
Fuck.
Who's the richest paid actor now?
Oh, shit. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But he's not even as good an actor as Leonardo DiCaprio. And he's paid higher than him.
Leon didn't get...
He just...
Worth ethic.
He's just constantly in movies.
He'll be in any film. Like, yeah. Is that another one? Be cool.
He's like, money? I love money.
Like that movie, Skyscraper. Anybody see that movie?
No, I heard that shit's fucking, it's horrible, but that shit still worldwide sold so much fucking tickets. It's like insane, dude.
Disaster movie.
You should look that up, Gary. See how much, what's it called? Skyscraper. See how much Skyscraper's made. Because I did shit in the U.S., I'm pretty sure.
Coming out, he's in that shit. Hobbs is coming out, he's in that shit. These are all blockbusters, giant movies.
Yep. Fucking, that Fast and the Furious got delayed for The Rock. Like, everybody's fucking irritated because, like, Rock's not even Ben Diesel's main guy, you know? Tyrese, yeah.
Fucking Rocker.
And then when The Rock
that
say?
Fool, well, that fool's pissed because he needs money. He's like, let's fucking shoot this shit already. I'm fucking broke.
And then he started saying, because his child support. Yeah, that's crazy.
Went fucking crying on social media.
Yeah.
Why is your key like this?
Want me to tell you a story?
Yeah.
All right, we went out to Roswell, New Mexico, okay?
Okay.
Bulgaria's finding this info. We went out to Roswell, New Mexico. And I left my keys with my parents.
Uh-huh.
They lost my keys. Okay. So I was without my car for a few days. So I was like, fuck, gotta buy me a new key.
Why didn't you call me?
So buy me a new key. And it was $200 for this one.
Uh-huh.
Right? Doesn't even have the clicker or nothing. He's like, okay, so this is what you have to do. You have to put it in, unlock it. The alarm's going to go off here. You get ignition. The alarm will turn off. So I'm like, we go fucking again. Like, I had to deal with this shit in my last car. A week later, somehow find my key. But with these new cars, it's all computerized. So even though it's the same cut, I can't use this key because it's not like uploaded into the system or some shit. So just so I don't confuse myself, I tape it. Oh, here we go. Thanks, Scare Bear. Skyscrapers scored a 46% on fucking Rotten Tomatoes. Crazy, huh?
46?
I really hold these Rotten Tomato people up high.
Yeah. I do, though. I do. I don't know what's so fucking funny, Tronimbus.
You know who else was held really high on the pedestal?
Who?
R. Kelly.
Oh, he was hot. Yeah, I love that transition, Nick, but let me figure out something real quick.
You Oh, you do? Nice. Fool, are you reading or not? Fool.
I'm fucking typing.
So what? You have a mic too?
Yeah.
Where?
Right here.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. Improvise.
Yeah, me too. I have one like right here.
You can't see Gary, but he's putting
this on. R. Kelly? What is this about R. Kelly?
Let's not talk about that yet.
You don't want to talk about that yet?
We'll jump in there real quick. But
Fool Leon, fuck Skyscraper. No one wants to know about it.
I'm just saying it's kind of insane.
I don't care.
You don't? Let me just tell you, okay? So it took $125 million to make, and it only made $67 million in the U.S., so obviously it lost, but made $304 million worldwide. Mm-hmm. Fucking crazy, right?
How much did it take to make?
$125 million.
How much did they pay The Rock? Like $100 million?
Probably $124 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
It's all name and brand.
Name brand.
That fool for his brand. He's a genius. He's a marketing genius.
Reflection and that's why that. He's the better... That's why
he's the better... Hold on. Go say it
that's
again.
That's why he's the better wrestler. All right.
I got one for you. Who's the better singer? R. Kelly.
R. Kelly?
Do you know who he is?
No, I'm not. Let me know who.
Okay, so we'll screw the other guy I was going to say. R. Kelly, okay? He's an R&B singer.
Okay.
You know the fresh in the
nation. Oh, the fresh one out the Ignition kitchen. Remix?
Yeah, Ignition Remix, yeah.
Okay.
He sings a lot of other songs, too. Some hits.
Some hits?
Yeah. Make sure that's by your mouth, Tronimbus.
It is by my mouth. See how I'm sitting? Oh, shit, I'm not in frame. Damn it.
It's not by your mouth anymore. Do you want to know about R. Kelly?
Yeah, let me know about R. Kelly.
Okay, hold on. There you go. R. Kelly.
Why do you get to be so close to your mic?
Because I have my headphones, so I know how to talk.
Yeah, but I hate that you're so close to your mic.
You why?
Because just all mic.
I know, it's okay, though.
Huh?
Because all my emotions in my eyes.
I can fish out the kitchen. Or
it's like all that. The emotion is in my eyes and my voice. You feel me?
Which parts of your pretty lips?
Yeah, that mouth. You know that mouth work wonders.
What that mouth do?
Okay. Fuck? Robert Kelly.
You want to talk a little bit about it, Nick? And I'll jump in?
Yeah, Nick, you're the one who knows about it. You're the one who saw the documentary.
Fuck Robert Kelly.
Fuck Robert Kelly.
Don't stream his music.
Don't besides Ignition Remix.
Don't look into the lyrics. You'll never see him the same again. Don't do it out of curiosity because you're giving him a stream. Fuck that dude. He's a sicko.
Hopefully Spotify
Explain.
Takes his music off.
Huh?
Hopefully Spotify takes his music off.
And that speaks to the culture because it's so crazy that they were going to take his music off. And now
they have
a bunch of artists, reached out and were like, if they take his off, they have to take mine off, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then this came out.
Who did the documentary on him?
Lifetime. I forgot who the producer was.
How the fuck did Lifetime get all this stuff on him?
Because all these women came out.
I think it was done. I think they're saying I have yet to... See,
let's watch it after this.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I've yet to see it in its completeness. I've seen like the previews and shit, but like they said, it's executed really well.
How long is it?
It's 6 episodes.
Oh shit!
Two a night or some shit.
Oh really? So it's not even. Oh whoa!
Yeah.
And they're like going in phases of his life. So like, I think the first 2 episodes are like early on in his career, and this shit's been happening since early on in his career.
The shit he's been doing.
Well, he peed on that little girl a long time ago.
Like, and it was in Chicago before he even blew up anywhere else.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So crazy shit. Talks about, like, how there was molestation issues with his family. Like, he was abused. His brothers were abused. His brothers go to him seeking help, like, reporting the abuse. And he's just like, nah, like, that's just, it is what it is.
Damn. Damn, holy shit. All of his lyrics are fucked up now.
Yep.
Just show me some ID. At least he asked for permission, but he got an ID. Yeah.
It sounded a lot like Junior right now.
Show me the ID. He don't care which way it is, vertical, horizontal.
Yeah, he's like, just show me the ID. I'll say I misread the number.
Yeah.
I was also listening to like Joe Budden break it down.
Ugh.
And they were kind of getting into the psychology of it. Like, he was making the type of music that he makes. Like,
I Believe I Can Fly or like inspirational shit, all those gospel songs. So that people are like, how can somebody like this be a monster?
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a cover, yeah. It's like, he's on some psychotic
I believe I can fly.
I believe, oh. What's wrong with that?
Battery.
I don't see nothing wrong. With a little bumpy grind. With a little, there you go, Tron Nimbus.
So what's your guys' take?
Here's the thing. So
let's burn him to the stair. Burn him, nail him to the stake, or what is it?
Do you know Ebro?
Yeah, Ebro in the morning.
Yeah, do you see his post?
95.7.
Yeah, you seen his post where he said like, yeah. I could separate. It's hard.
Post?
Yeah. He's like, it's hard, but I could separate R. Kelly. I'll talk to this middle camera.
Okay,
cool. And he says like, it's hard, but I could separate R. Kelly's music from. Do you want to, because I want you in this conversation, do you want to switch that out real quick?
No, go ahead. I think maybe he's just looking for an interview.
Think so?
Maybe he's just like...
He wants to be the one that...
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, fuck yeah. Damn, that's crazy. I can see that because he did that shit with Kodak where he tried to put him on blast.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to do that shit now. Find somebody that's out of their fucking mind and then interview them for views and shit.
It's like Kodak don't talk right. He's like... Nang, nang,
nang, nang, nang, nang. Have you seen that one where he's like... I hope so. You see that? No. Yeah, no. He's like, I hope so.
Oh, and they're on that.
My fault. Go ahead. You can say it.
No, you could say it.
Were you gonna say Breakfast Club?
I was gonna say Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't gonna say it.
Oh, you weren't? Okay. Yeah, but when he first did his interview, he was young as shit, and he came in with his ski mask, and that interview was awkward as fuck, Gary. Like, you gotta watch it. Like, it's weird. Like, you ask him questions, and he's like, yeah. Like, and just like weird, like just really, really awkward. And I think he was like nervous or something. And then when they did the second one, they all wear ski masks to make him feel comfortable and everything. And that interview went like really, really good. But then he was like, I hope so. there's that one meme where it's like, where it's like, someone asking Offset, hey, Offset, do you think, interrupting Cardi B's show and asking her back is going to, you know, giving her flowers?
He did that?
Yeah.
For real?
And he's like, do you think that's going to, like, that's going to win her back? And it shows Kodak, like, I hope so.
Are they back together, Cardi B and Offset?
I don't think so. I think supposedly they went to the Bahamas or the Caribbeans or some shit.
You got to think about it. Mom and someone public, you can't just fuck with anybody. So when you're feeling like you need some D,
yeah,
you gotta hit up the baby dad.
Oh, there you go.
That's because of what he is.
That's what he hopes to be. If shit hits the fan,
he looks at his sister.
Okay, but here's the, okay. So Ebro said, I could separate R. Kelly's music from him as a person. It's hard, but I could do it. But I think anybody could do that with anybody. But at the end of the day, I think all these people need to be held responsible. You feel me? Because it makes no sense to say, no, oh, I don't fucking like that guy, but I'm going to stream his music and he's making fucking millions. Like, that didn't affect him at all.
So what about with Kodak and his ongoing case with domestics or whatever?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it ends. You feel me?
What do you mean, see how it ends?
Because he has his trial in a couple months.
So there's no evidence.
Like, innocent until proven guilty. Not guilty until, you know.
Innocent until made a documentary.
Yeah, innocent until Lifetime airs six episode documentary. Straight up, though. That's an R. Kelly situation.
It's like the context of the type of music he makes to the, what, you know, either alleged or what has been proven or whatever. Like, that shit correlates with one another. Like, you support this type of music. Like, the type of shit that's inspiring him to make this music is that sicko shit.
Yeah, sicko mode.
No, so now it's weird that we got down to dicko mode.
Oh, here's another point. What do you think about... Do you think homophobia is, symptom of having been molested?
Could be.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say necessarily everybody who is homophobic has been molested, or everybody that's been molested is homophobic.
There's like saying some crazy numbers, like 90% of males have been molested in their life or some shit like
Whoa.
That.
Whoa.
I don't know where the fuck. I think they're just throwing these numbers out, but.
Wait, who the fuck
are
they?
Yeah, who are you watching? Who are you watching?
Joe Budden. But,
yeah.
But what I was
going to say. Go ahead, keep going.
They're counting like older women, like.
Like fucking fondling them and shit.
Well, yeah.
Antoine Fisher.
Yeah, what's that?
It's a movie.
Antoine Fisher.
Mm-hmm. So whereas, it's like stepmom or aunt or either aunt or adopted parent or whatever, and little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're like touching him and stuff like that when he was younger.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Lucky. No, I'm just kidding. Not funny.
But and then there's that stigma too that. Like, if you think about it, a 13 or a 14-year-old little boy has no business having sex.
Not at all.
Yeah, we try to get that across to someone here, and they're always, like, saying that they think
it's didn't affect them.
It didn't affect them.
Like, hell no. Yeah, if you're sexually active at that age, it fucks you up, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, remember the first time you touch your Peter, it fucks you up. For the rest of your life, you feel like, damn, I can't get enough of this. No matter how young you were.
Yeah, anyways.
But like I said, I think when it comes down to this, R. Kelly makes great fucking music. There's no doubt about that. It sounds dope. When you go back and look at the context, it's fucking gross and fucked up now. And as much as it might suck to not listen to his music, I think people like this need to be held responsible. Just like, I don't know, I use an example too. It's like if fucking Trump, the, you know, best businessman, say he fucking gets us crazy, I don't know, whatever, just gets us far, the country far. At the end of the day, this motherfucker is a sexist racist, you know what I'm saying? And, like, these people need to be held accountable, just like Bill Cosby. Like, all these motherfuckers need to be held accountable at the end of the day.
I'd rather pay a little bit more in taxes than have the same ideals as Trump.
Yep.
I heard that we ain't gonna get no income taxes if his wall don't get built.
I know. What the fuck, huh? I bet I'm about to... Bullshit.
Bullshit. Everybody wants that income tax.
No, I think I gotta pay.
I think I gotta pay, too. I think I fucked up last year.
You put like five dependents.
I was like, I got like five. Like put all my cousins. Yeah, shit. Like,
oh, there's Ani, Bing, my two cousins.
Ani,
all my personalities.
Holy shit! I was looking
at all his personalities. If you didn't hear him, that shit was.
Here's the thing. I was looking at tax deductions and shit. There's so many crazy and fucked up ones. The most fucked up one is if your kid gets kidnapped. You could still use them as a dependent.
What the fuck?
As fucked up as that is, yeah, that's a thing.
You're like...
The only thing you have to remember them by?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, I'm sorry, but thank you. Thank God for you. That's so fucked up, but that's a thing.
I don't regret anything.
Yep. Or like people, they could write off, an example is cat food.
Do you still have to pay child support?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Cat food? You can what about dog food?
Well, dog food. But here's the reason they use cats as an example, okay? So you could buy cat food and a business owner could say that he buys cat food and he leaves it outside so the cats could come and eat all the rats in the neighborhood. So they could write off cat food. Like, there's a bunch, dude. There's so many fucking
ways. Like, I buy dog food so my dogs can eat all the cats that come in the neighborhood.
Let's start a nonprofit that's tax deductible. We'll run the nonprofit, pay ourselves a salary.
No, for a church, remember?
Our church.
There you go.
Pay ourselves a salary. We'll donate whatever percentage of our income that we need to write off on taxes. And then that nonprofit will...
We'll
still be paying income tax from the nonprofit.
Laundering 101.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got this.
Nerds Worldwide. We are Nerds Worldwide.
We are
Nerds Worldwide. My camera just stopped recording again.
Hold on, let's get it one more time. Ready, John? We are nerds.
It's not going yet.
Okay.
Damn, that battery's low.
Okay. We are
nerds worldwide.
Okay. Another tax deduction, a girl who gets breast implants, she could write them off if she works at a restaurant or something, for example, Hooters, and she could say it's like for my job. Bam, $7,000 write off.
It's like an expense. So it's not, so they can't tax you on that income.
Yep.
Or on that.
On that purchase.
Yeah, on that purchase. I don't know.
No, you could just...
You could write it off.
Yep. Pretty cool, huh?
Hey, so do you buy blunts on the way to work? For the bus ride?
No, I can't. I can't speak about that.
No.
If someone were to buy blunts...
What about Cheetos? Cheetos for the bus ride?
Holy shit, I just thought about this, though. You could probably use your HSA... to buy marijuana, right?
Your what?
Your
health savings
account.
Oh. Right? I would think so.
Maybe if you have your medical.
If you have your medical card?
Yeah. Yeah, some employers provide that HSA or whatever.
You could open your own HSA, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah. Well, obviously, just like health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's cool. Look at us.
Reflection with her. Who I am.
And then that income doesn't get taxed. So you can buy weed with untaxed income. Because it just gets put away.
Yep.
What do you mean taxed? Well, if you have your medical license, you already don't get taxed.
No, you don't?
You don't pay the weed tax. But I'm talking about like your HSA. They'll take it out of your check. And they don't tax that income. They'll tax everything else.
Yep.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So say you get a $100 check and you send $20 to your HSA. That $80 is getting taxed. But that $20 that you sent to your HSA is not getting taxed.
I have Medicaid.
Well, I'm just saying. Example, okay? So that $20 isn't getting taxed.
Okay.
And then you could use that $20 to buy you a...
I'm going to talk about like, my bags. Friend said I should have $20 in my account. SAH. Or whatever.
SAP.
Alright, fellas, in a couple minutes, this is gonna be the only camera.
For real?
Why?
It's gonna be because this is dying.
Jeez, we were not prepared.
I know we're not prepared, man.
For not, for not.
Here we fucking come.
But before we leave the whole R. Kelly thing, hold these motherfuckers responsible. Don't listen to the music as much as it might fucking suck. Hold these motherfuckers responsible. Don't watch the Cosby Show. Does he still get money from it? Probably. Those motherfuckers are monster, bro. Those motherfuckers are monsters.
He makes bread.
He makes bread. He makes bread pudding. We put the do it again.
Put the banana in the pudding. You put the fill with the bread. Then you get the pudding.
Oh man.
Fuck. Well, these
just like people fucking. I don't know.
Just like chomos.
Because, I don't know, you seen that comment I left on the whole fucking thing, too. I think...
Of course he does. How people are like, Instagrams.
don't listen to Kanye's music. Let's rebel against Kanye because he fucking, you know, is a fucking Republican.
Yeah.
He's fucking crazy. Don't get me wrong, you know, but he's not fucking grabbing people by the pussy. Like, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't have fucking sex slaves. He's just fucking crazy. Kanye's crazy. And I could separate his psyche... from his music. That's an easy one.
I'm definitely gonna go out, take a step out off the ledge and say I'm off the Kanye train. Like, I don't fuck with Kanye.
Wow.
Well, the thing that was weird that I found weird was when he went off for the Republicans and he tried to say that they used him.
Yeah,
he's that's so, the type of shit that was like, what?
He's such a sus. Like, he's a marketing fucking
genius.
Trying to manipulate his
fans. He's trying to be the Rock.
He's just really manipulative.
Man, I'm all about Kanye.
And he's like trying to use his fucking mental health issues as a fucking, I don't know, man. He's always been like that.
What do you mean? Explain that one.
So now he's like, oh, I'm clean. I'm not bipolar. He's not bipolar anymore. He's off medication.
How do you?
Now he sees shit clearer than ever.
Yeah.
He
can see clearly now that the rain is gone.
Yeah, but then before he was like, I apologize. I was wearing a MAGA hat or like I made those comments. I never meant to hurt anybody. I was off my medication.
Look at mine.
I'm bipolar.
Please buy my album.
My Yeezys are about to drop.
Exactly.
Like literally his Yeezys were dropping. Like
all it's for.
Yeah. Anyways. Fuck that fool.
But I'm just saying, he's not raping anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I still listen to his music. If you drop an album, I'll still tune in.
I'll cop that bitch real quick.
You didn't cop the last one. Don't
touch my fucking... Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Just because
Apple back in high school, I used to...
Drink it with your
Trick
mans.
It with my mans. Oh, like the light. Just because I have Apple Music.
Nerd topics.
Welcome to Nerds.
We did talk
there's not much
stuff.
Going on, man.
It's a new year.
Aquaman's doing good on the...
Aquaman's killing it, yep.
That's going to be the name of the episode. Just in there, in episode 26, Aquaman doing good. Like that, we're going to barely talk about it.
Headline.
Making fun of how I
titled it. No.
I feel attacked.
You feel triggered?
Batman in November.
What about Batman in November?
They're going to start writing it more and actually getting stuff set up.
Well, Young Justice came out too, but someone still hasn't even watched Young Justice, and I'm disappointed. Might as well just give me that DC.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Who do you think I'm talking to?
Me?
No.
Gary? Gerber?
Gary.
I can't watch it because I don't really have nothing. I like to watch it on my TV. I try to watch it on Netflix on my phone.
You
it's
come over here and
stupid.
Watch it with me, but you don't ever want to come over. You'd rather go hang out with someone
else.
Because
every time I come over here, you try touching me.
Now you're making it sound like I just try to touch you. Like you don't try to touch me.
Talk about all the movies coming out this year.
Oh, New Mutants. Dark Phoenix.
Irishman.
Captain Marvel.
Or what's that movie called with Leonardo
Hellboy.
DiCaprio? Or not Leonardo, fucking...
Spider-Man.
The old nigga that
Endgame.
Plays all the gangster movies? Because oh, Robert De Niro. Irishman or...
Joker.
Fucking... Martin Scorsese movie.
You
no
know,
one even cares
Joker.
About the movie I'm talking about. Y'all all fucking talking
yeah,
about
it. Yeah, no one gives a fuck. I'm just kidding, sorry. You know what movie I want to watch is that one that John Travolta did that scored a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Grease? Just kidding.
Scored a fucking 0. How the fuck did that happen? Even Mighty Ducks got like 13.
Do you fuck with John Travolta?
I fuck with Grease. Hard.
That fool can't. He's all old now. Washed up.
But like in recent movies, his roles, his acting.
What recent movies has he
wow,
been in?
Wow Hogs. That's Leon's favorite movie.
That's my favorite movie of all time.
Face Off, that's a good one.
Yeah, Face Off is a good one. He's good in that one.
Swordfish?
But that's like
96.
Face Off?
Yeah,
that's
old.
See, and then they start
talking
to other movies and it's...
Swordfish? Go ahead,
let's
hold
no,
on.
I don't
hold
even
want to
talk.
Hold
I don't
want to
talk. I just let you guys go ahead and talk. This is detention with y'all guys now.
Tron's turn.
No, I don't got nothing
name
to say.
Name a movie, Tron.
I don't want to name a movie anymore. Yeah, I don't even know how to pronounce the movie right that I want to see.
The one with the dog. Oh, what's it called? There is actually one.
Now you guys are just mocking me.
Welcome to Dogs for Nerds. It's John Nimbus. I know.
We need Gary his own segment.
Welcome to Gary.
With Gary.
With Gary.
Casting couch. Coming soon.
Casting couch. Gary, we're just talking about this. And we said it's wrong.
I know, dude. What the fuck?
I don't see nothing wrong.
Fucking A. Quick, witty, and shitty.
Nick's gonna be like, this episode's off, huh?
I like this episode.
Oh, my fucking back is hurting right
my
now.
My back is hurting too. I think I'm gonna die from back pain.
From carrying this fucking dog's podcast. What's up, everybody? Detention Nerds, Michael the King here.
A Dog's Way Home.
A Dog's Way Home.
Oh my god. I still haven't seen that other dog movie that y'all say is gonna make me cry.
Air Bud? Air Bud. That shit's sad as fuck when he doesn't come, when he leaves the pudding out and Air Bud doesn't come the second time.
What?
You know, remember that's how he finds him at first. He leaves the little puddings out and the Air Bud would come over, but then that fucking clown comes and gets him back and shit, but he still goes out to like the court and he leaves like little trails.
The kid does?
Yeah, and he leaves trails of pudding and then he go check and like the pudding has been ate.
So I've never actually seen Air Bud. How does that shit happen? Is that the first Air Bud or is that like the...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the first Air Bud. It's because he's like a clown. He's like a clown dog, like a circus dog in a way. And they go to parties and shit and then he runs away because his owner's like fucking mean.
Uh-huh.
Mean ass clown.
Okay.
And then, you know, the little kid's shooting basketball. Bah, 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 hitting hoops. Swagging. And then he sees, like, I think he sees the dog, you know, and then he leaves a little pudding and the dog starts coming out. And then he just starts playing. I think he throws a ball and he hits it in. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to make so much fucking money off this dog.
And then he brings it to the family and shit.
Yeah, brings it to the family and shit.
He's like, my team's going to win the championship with this dog.
Yeah, let's put a jersey on him and say it's a little boy. And then I guess that.
They're like, you're not going to let this dog play? You're saying you don't have the same rights as my son?
imagine if your son doesn't start over the fucking dog and he has to go to the game. Like, fucking dog.
Loki, you're all like glad the team's winning though. You're like, yes.
Has to be rough on the parent.
And then I think it starts getting, you know, the dog starts getting like attention with the media and shit. And then the clown's watching the TV like, oh, there's some money.
There's Air Bud.
Gotta get my dog back. And he goes and he gets the dog back.
And then he takes him forever.
No, then the little boy getting him back. But it's, remember,
kills
it's
the clown guy.
Yeah, he fucking murders the clown guy.
And then what are the other Air Bud movies about? Same dog or? Yeah, different. Same
different
dog?
Sports.
But same dog?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But the first one I think is by far the best. I wonder what that one got on Rotten Tomatoes. Any guesses?
Like a 50.
45.
Try not even on there.
Do they critique VHSs?
What the fuck? Air Bud, 1997.
Ooh, I was on this, right? Damn, that movie's a lot younger than I thought it was.
45. So it got just as good as a Skyscraper.
Maybe they should have The Rock and it would be 300 million worldwide. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Dog, we living a good life.
Yeah, for real. Well, we're at an hour now.
We're at an hour now.
We can just keep improvising, or it's your call.
I mean, I don't know. We got that little party we got to get ready for, and we still have to do a gaming segment.
You right.
And that just died.
This one's still going.
Well, I guess I don't get a legit intro today.
It's on here.
Okay. Let him know. Sign us out then.
I thought you can rap.
Okay. When I'm at the mall with my homies, I like to go hit up all the bronies. That's My Little Pony motherfuckers that are grown men that are Kelly on themselves.
Whoa. How about we just dance to Dicko Mode?
Okay, yeah, that's better.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, just type in Dicko Mode. No, Dicko. Do the other version that Nick was showing us earlier.
I like Dicko Mode.
Okay, we could do Dicko Mode then.
It fucking
auto-corrected
to Sicko Mode. Like, they don't know. It's at
Drake's second part.
Awkward silence.
Everybody, we out here. 2019's our year. We are Nerds Worldwide. Did it say asshole?
Did he say asshole? He did say asshole.
Look, hey, he's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to jerk him with my hands. Now I hit that orgy sex with condoms.
Get it, Nick. Let him know how you feel. This is gross. We just got done talking about R. Kelly and shit. You really do like this, huh?
R. Kelly and busting it with your mans were two different things, bro.
Dicko Mode and R. Kelly, the two trending hot topics of Nerds Worldwide this week. Are we out here?
We got you.
Peace. Nerds Worldwide.
Wait, no, wait, hold on. We are Nerds Worldwide.
Incorporated. Just kidding.
LLC.
LLC.
Sole proprietor. It's just me. All right, peace.